The board is now returned from closed session. My name's John Butler. It is 6:43 p.m. On June 15th, 2017. Ms. Carey, will you call the roll?
Yes. Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee Robert Bowie?
Still here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Here.
Board Chair John Butler?
I'm here. Thank you. Welcome back. The item on the agenda is regarding presidential employment. So good afternoon. Thank you for your patience. It's been a long day, but I hope you will indulge me while I introduce the action item with some explanation. As I have already stated, the board has been devoted to one overarching objective prior to today and all day today, to do what is in the best interest of the university. Dr. Baker made clear this morning that after discussions he had with me and then individually with other board members, we concurred that it was best to move forward with a presidential transition. This was among the subjects discussed by the board in closed session. As such, I have now the unenviable task of announcing that the board and Dr. Baker have reached an agreement that will affect the transition of the presidency from Dr. Baker to an acting president effective June 30th, 2017. There is indeed mutual agreement that the continued public attention on the matters contained in the OEIG report has become a distraction, and our attention cannot be diverted as we attend to what will arguably be the most challenging fiscal year we have ever faced as a university community. Dr. Baker has made clear that he cares too much about this university and the people who work and study here to not take action to mitigate this uncertainty and concern. We place this action item on the agenda to signal the possibility that the board could take action on the future of the incumbent president, not being fully certain at the time what that action would specifically entail. That's not to say that we did not contemplate a range of options and consider the pros and cons of each following our mutual agreement that a transition was an appropriate pathway. There are no options free of consequences, financial, political, legal, and otherwise, for all parties involved. This presidential transition agreement reflects a mutual agreement to effect Dr. Baker's separation from the university and the amicable resolution of any and all matters concerning his relationship with the university. The item outlines the nature of the agreement being considered by the board, which I will recite shortly. And copies of the transition agreement will be made available to the media as soon as it is signed. Lisa Miner, Lisa, right there. Will facilitate these requests at the end of the meeting. The board has been advised by legal counsel that it may proceed with this action today, and that is why it is what we are about to do. I also want to be clear that this action does not affect or in any way address the installation of the acting president. Dr. Lisa Freeman, Executive Vice President and Provost, will assume the presidency automatically. At the moment, Dr. Baker leaves the office on June 30th in accordance with the board's presidential succession policy. She will remain as acting president until a permanent president is appointed following a national search. Although the succession policy would allow Dr. Freeman to participate in a subsequent search process for a permanent president, she has indicated to me that she will not pursue that option. During these challenging times, her focus will be completely on the university. While the succession is automatic, the board intends to enter into an employment agreement with Dr. Freeman, which is subject to the new amendments to the Northern Illinois University law that took effect on January 1st, 2017, that require the board to post the principal financial components of any such agreement for the acting president's appointment in advance of the board's action. That action will occur after a suitable arrangement for the board and Dr. Freeman has been negotiated. I want to quickly add that NIU is fortunate to have a proven leader like Dr. Freeman prepared to take on the acting presidency. It is also of no small consequence that Dr. Freeman will become the first female president of Northern Illinois University. Lisa Freeman has been a senior leader at the university since 2010, and as executive vice president and provost, has led many major initiatives. We believe she will build on these initiatives, continue our focus on recruiting and retaining students, work with the board to address a very challenging fiscal environment, and function as a strong and articulate advocate for our academic mission. Dr. Freeman earned a bachelor's degree in 1981 and a master's degree and a doctor of veterinarian medicine in 1986 from Cornell University. She went on to earn a doctor of philosophy at The Ohio State University in 1989 and subsequently worked as a postdoctoral fellow and research scientist at the University of Rochester School of Medicine. She spent 16 years at Kansas State University, where she served as a principal investigator on research and training grants, taught courses in pharmacology and in the responsible conduct of research, and acted as a mentor to numerous graduate students, postdoctoral trainees, and early career faculty members. In 2004, she was a fellow of the American Council on Education, and in 2005, she was promoted to professor and also became the associate dean for research and graduate programs for the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. In 2008, she became associate vice president for innovation for the K-State Olathe Innovation Campus. Dr. Freeman was hired by NIU in 2010 as the vice president for research and graduate studies. I recall at the interview and the dinner I had with her then, a position she held until 2013, which included an appointment as professor in the Department of Biological Sciences. In 2013, she was appointed interim executive vice president and provost and was named to the permanent position in May 2014, and her appointment was renewed in May of this year. I'm going to ask that we acknowledge that Dr. Freeman is here with us today, and congratulations on what will soon be her appointment as president. I'm also going to ask Dr. Freeman to say a few words if she wishes.
This is certainly not a transition that I envisioned, and this is a bittersweet occasion for me. But I'm honored to have this opportunity to serve Northern Illinois University. I fell in love with this university and with this community in 2010 when I interviewed here, the interview that Dr. Butler just referred to. I appreciate the institution's focus on excellence in teaching as well as research and engagement. And I take great pride. Dr. Baker used the word amazing this morning describing the university, and I share that. I take great pride in the transformative experiences that this university offers students as it prepares them to succeed in their careers and in life. And it's an honor to be able to help and support this institution during this very challenging time. I look forward to working with the board, the faculty and staff, and the members of our community. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we'll move to the agreement itself. The item that's on the screen is item number 13, dated June 15th, 2017, and I'm going to recite the summary of the agreement. The Board of Trustees and Dr. Baker mutually desire to enter into a presidential transition agreement to reflect Dr. Baker's separation from the university and the amicable resolution of any and all matters concerning Dr. Baker's relationship with the university. The following is the nature of the agreement being considered by the Board of Trustees and other information about the agreement that is intended to inform the public of the business being conducted by the Board. Subpoint A, in exchange for appropriate consideration provided by the board and as described below, Dr. Baker agrees to separate from the university and relinquish his position as president of Northern Illinois University effective June 30th, 2017. Subpoint B, upon Dr. Baker's resignation, the Board of Trustees agrees to pay Dr. Baker 1 year of Dr. Baker's base salary in the amount of $450,000 and applicable benefits, less applicable deductions or withholdings as required by law and regulation. In addition, Dr. Baker agrees to surrender any right or ability, this is subpoint C. In addition, Dr. Baker agrees to surrender any right or ability to assume active faculty duties in the College of Business. Under Dr. Baker's employment agreement, effective July 1st, 2013, Dr. Baker could elect to assume active faculty duties at a rate of $225,000 per year upon the conclusion of his service as president. In consideration of Dr. Baker's agreement to surrender any active faculty duty rights, the Board of Trustees agrees to pay Dr. Baker a one-time lump sum payment of $137,500, less applicable deductions or withholdings as required by law and regulation. Subpoint D, pursuant to Article 9 of the Board of Trustees bylaws, the Board of Trustees agrees to pay Dr. Baker an amount up to but not exceeding $30,000 for Dr. Baker's reasonable unpaid expenses for legal counsel in relation to his service to the university. Subpoint E, Dr. Baker has agreed to leave the university president's official residence on or before July 31st, 2017. Subpoint F, Dr. Baker agrees that other than the payments set forth above, no additional amount is payable to Dr. Baker under the provisions of the agreement. Dr. Baker further releases any claim related to his employment with the university existing on or before execution of the agreement and agrees to waive any right to use a university internal grievance or appeal process or any other administrative or judicial process for such claims. The board hereby agrees to the terms and conditions outlined above and authorizes those terms and conditions to be reduced to a mutually agreed written presidential transition agreement between the board and Dr. Baker. I would ask that that be a motion.
So be it.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in, do we need a roll call or anything of that nature?
We do not.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion is approved. The transition agreement is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I so move.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for a long day and all of your attention.